time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. Live in Las Vegas, Mitch Moss, Holly Howard, along with Matt Eumanns today for the next 3 hours. A couple of guests coming up on the program in about an hour and 45 minutes from right now. Our buddy, Indy Jeff Dynamite on Golf Handicapping, will join us. The first major of the year is upon us, fellas. And we'll talk to him about, he's very confident in at least one golfer this week to win it outright. We'll get his outrights overall, matchups, top 20 plays, etc. And then Mike Palm, Circus Sports, in studio for an hour today. A lot to get into with him.
Yep.
We'll round up the full card. We'll talk to him about this crazy story in another sports book that took place on the East Coast, Bettors versus the sports book yet again. And he's going to have the return of no hyperbole, which is going to be great. And fellas, we'll begin today's program talking about what happened yesterday in the NBA. This was wild. I mean, dog players rejoice, huh? 6-0 ATS, 5-1 straight up. That should have been 6-0 ATS and 6-0 straight up, because the Kings only scored 8 points in the final 10 minutes of that game before they lost in overtime to the Mavericks. But the biggest storyline clearly was the biggest upset, in the NBA in more than a generation, quite frankly, as the Bucks go down as 18.5-point favorites to the Nets. And we will document the bets that came in on the Nets. And there were more bets on the money line on the Nets throughout the country than I figured. But you could tell eventually, and that was great for in-play wagering as well yesterday, guys, that the Bucks in the second half, nobody was going to come back and play in that game. And the Nets went from before the game, who's going to score, to who's going to miss. That was their that was their championship game yesterday, and it was great drama that played on television, Paulie.
I didn't even have it on until the fourth quarter. Because I'm like, please, it's a 19-point spread. And then you say, wait a second, and it didn't occur to me that Budenholzer would sit everybody. And then it's the fourth quarter and the backups are in and he can still get 3-1 on the Nets and it's a close game. The biggest upset since 93. And you know, there were several tweets yesterday from viewers and they're right. It's been a dog's paradise because there's so many teams now that have locked up a spot or can't improve their seeding or are going through the motions. And you got some teams that are really hungry here trying to get in that 8-9 play-in game in the West. Like, you know, the Suns are playing well. The Pacers are playing great. The Spurs have been awesome. I mean, but this is just historic what happened. Biggest upset since 1993, a 19-point favorite. 17-1 on the money line at Circa. I tweeted out for bleeps and giggles in the third quarter. It's like, okay, they're going to get serious and eventually pull away here. But he sat people. And other than Korver, there was no one late that you feared was going to score for Milwaukee.
Yeah. And, the Bucks kind of treated the game like it was for bleeps and giggles.
Yes, right.
Yeah. If you look at the Nets box score, you look at these names and you say, who is that? Who is that? Who is that?
Yeah.
Who needs Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, right, when you've got this crew? Timothy Luwawu Cabarro lights up the Bucks last night for 26 points. That was one of the guys he kept scoring, and I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
He hit 5 3-pointers. You have to tip your cap to the bettors who took Brooklyn on the money line in this game. We have one tweet here about a bettor put down $800 on the Nets money line. How do you make that bet? Great job.
Well, Patrick Everson had this. A guy put $2,100 on Nets money line at William Hill. Nick Bogdanovich, shrewd. That's all he said.
Yeah.
Asked for a comment. I mean, that's. I don't care how much money you have.
So
to put 2,100.
2,159.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, what's up with that, by the way?
Probably just cash. I'll let it ride on the Nets money line at 15-1.
He got 15-1, 17-1 at Circa, $100 parlay at Circa, Nets money line and over, paid $3,300. If you wanted to do that, and there was one lunatic who had a parlay, Suns money line with Nets money line for a couple hundred. So, I mean, I can't believe it. What a way to start the day.
Jimmy Vaccaro tweeted about the $800 bet here at the South Point, and I thought, man, who's going to make that bet? Then you're right. I saw Patrick Everson's tweet about the William Hill bet, and props to those people who, Mitch, were betting an underdog in a situation that was 0-86 going into yesterday. Teams favored by 17.5 or more points were 86-0 in the NBA. Until the Bucks lost to the Nets yesterday.
Yeah, that's what's funny.
That is something.
Yeah, the Bucks took money. It's a little bit 17 and a half up to 19.
Right.
What I like, what's you know what's better than the guy who puts like $100 down on the 15? I like the guy who bets $1,000 to win like $20.
Right.
So there were several of those.
Bunch
guys.
Of those bets.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then you guys got the tweet about all the people who put the Bucks money line in parlays to do that as well. And there were several $1,000 bets on Bucks money line. That's the stuff that I like. That they just like, oh, okay,
guaranteed
free,
$20.
Free, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Just like I'm going to throw this in the parlay, and then the thing goes up in smoke before you even get to the afternoon games. God, that's why we love sports, right, Mitch? That's crazy. Yeah. There's the Ben Fowkes tweet. That's why we brought him in. $1,000 bet would have won $32.
This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, Matt Youmans talking about what happened yesterday in the NBA to begin this hour. You're right, Paul. I mean, the bet at BetMGM, $11,000 on the Bucks first quarter money line. Would have won $1,834. So Nets, I mean, we talked about that with Jeff Sherman yesterday. What you know, the opening number for the first quarter, first half, obviously, and then for the game, because the number wasn't really available anywhere for the most part when we were on the show yesterday. And they were like catching seven. That was the opener. I think the first half was 11, maybe bet up to 13 in the first half. And so that was Nets money line first quarter, Nets money line halftime, and for the game overall. And, you know, I would say this. I missed it. I don't think there was information out there that Bud was going to sit the starters in the second half. Maybe that was out there, and maybe that's on me for missing it. Even if you knew that information, the Bucks this season, like playing backups and when they didn't have Giannis in certain spots, were awesome. And then when you faced up like who was going to be on the court for the Bucks in the second half without guys like the Freak and some other starters against who was going to be on the court for the Nets, you're like, nah, the Nets are not going to win this game. But again, they couldn't miss. What, they have 21 threes? Yeah. That was like contagious from the opening jump.
Yeah, good point too about getting the money in the first quarter and in the first half. You're right. Excellent point.
21 for 57 from three-point range. We're seeing games now, Paul, where teams are putting up 50, 60 three-pointers. Seeing more and more of these games all the time. Yesterday, do you think, Mitch, that the Bucks just kind of fell asleep at the wheel, thinking, oh, we can just coast and beat these clowns, and all of a sudden they get a wake-up call? And then Bud says at halftime, I don't know if you saw the play where they threw Giannis to the ground, got physical with him, threw him on the floor, and it almost started a fight. And I think that might have been when Bud said, you know what, I'm just going to pull him out of the game. There's no reason to play these guys in the second half against these scrubs. Do you think that was the situation, or did he decide before that he was not going to play him in the second half?
It's a good question, because when Dante Hall did that to Giannis, and by the way, if you could – I'm not a professional lip reader, but I could 100% tell you what Giannis said to the referee.
I saw that
when
too.
He came over to try to contain him. He goes, he looked right at him. I'm going to blank him up.
Yeah, I saw that too.
When Giannis said that, probably, you know, Bud definitely knew about that. And he's like, I don't think we should probably have him in a dicey spot like this in the second half.
Right.
Yep. Well, the upset, it was the 93 Mavs that were historically bad. They happened to win a game, beat the Sonics. What happened that year? One of the teams on the list was the Jordan Bulls. What was he out golfing all day? It was on the list. I think they were laying 19 or 20 in a game and got beat. Jordan never took a day off. What happened there?
So 1990?
It was 90 or 91. One of the games, and one of the Bulls teams was on that list.
Yeah, because of Jordan.
Biggest spreads in history. And then they also had, going back to the upsets that David Purdom tweeted out.
It is, 93 Bulls.
Yeah, okay, there's one of them too, yeah.
Was that a loss?
No, that wasn't it. It was Purdom tweeted it out. In any event.
No, the Bulls wouldn't have been favored that big if Jordan were sitting
out right.
the game.
Sure.
Maybe you're right. Maybe he played 36 holes and was out drinking that day.
Could have been. Yeah. Oh, man. God, good stuff from Purdom. That was nuts. And Mitch, you know, about the Dogs yesterday with the 6-0. Yeah, the Kings fell asleep. That was an entertaining game, and then it died in the fourth quarter. And a round of applause for the Suns. 3-0 in the bubble. And they beat the Clippers as 9-point dogs, plus 335 on the money line.
How about that
and
shot by Booker?
Yes, with the game winner.
That was what's the degree of difficulty on that shot, Mitch? Now, you're a Kentucky basketball guy. When I watched Devin Booker in his 1 year at Kentucky, I wasn't sure he was going to be a great NBA player. He averaged 10 points a game that year at Kentucky. And I thought he was a little skinny. I said, I don't know if he's going to be a big scorer in the NBA. This guy right now is a legit superstar scorer. Did you see this coming from Devin Booker? He was a 13th pick that year when he came out.
You know what? Actually, I did. I remember staying on the air back then, and I believe I probably tweeted it out as well, that of the guys that were in the draft that year, I thought Devin Booker could step in and play right away. Mm-hmm. That Kentucky team was so loaded.
Sure.
I mean, it was just they had that platoon system where they would play like 10 guys and would be the starting five, and they'd bring in the backups, and then the backups were just as good as the starting five. But I loved it. Looked when you watch Devin Booker play, it looks like he's been practicing his jump shot his entire life, almost like he was born to play shooting guard, because it's perfect. It is picture perfect when he takes a shot. And not only that game winner at the buzzer, guys, but his move. Think about what he did there, because Kawhi came over to double.
Sure.
So he has two of the best individual defenders on him in that final moment when the game is tied. And he gets the way he did that to fake it to his left and then the pivot and turn around. He got Kawhi to jump up in the air. Totally, you know, freaked him out. And then he hit the jumper over Paul George. So both those guys were on him. He called ball game and he hit it. And 3-0 so far. Paul's right. Tip of the cap to that team. They're probably, a year or two away. But if they can keep that team together, because I think Ayton's going to be a player in this league as well, and build some other guys around him, and they get some more experience and they build some depth, that team, the Suns, man, in a couple of years, they're going to be fun.
I would say next year they could be a playoff team. Not 2 years, next year. And that's a big game tomorrow. They play the Pacers. How about the T.J. Warren trade now? I mean, how about that? This guy's Michael Jordan here in Orlando. That was a weird trade.
I think he was the 14th pick of the draft the year before Booker was drafted by the Suns. T.J. Warren's just going off right now. I mean, Victor Oladipo is supposed to be the star of that team. T.J. Warren's got about 100 points in the past two games.
Yeah.
90 points, I think he does, in the past two games.
Every time you look up, he's like 6 or 7 from 3. He's 9 or 10 from the floor. Like 22 at halftime.
Guys, look at his shooting so far.
Yeah.
20. Look at this. 20 of 29 in the game that he had 53 points. He was 14 of 26 the next game, and yesterday 13 of 17.
Yeah, his shooting was off the charts. I mean, that's one thing, Mitch. That's a good point. What, he hit 5 3-pointers yesterday, or – his efficiency, his offensive efficiency has been phenomenal. It's not like he's taken 30 shots to get 30 points. He took 17 shots to get 32 points yesterday. T.J. Warren and Devin Booker, legit stars in the NBA bubble. Let's see. Warren was 4 for 5 from three-point range in that game against the Magic yesterday. Pacers got a pretty good lineup when you look at it. They're not real deep, but they got a pretty good starting five.
Yeah. Yeah, that was I had the Magic that never in the game. It was a back to back for the Pacers. Magic had been playing well, but that, who cares, right? The big news: 15 straight overs for Orlando. Joe Osborne, Odd Shark. All 15 games have gone over 224. Since the break, they rank first in points per game, 25th in points allowed. Wow, and some of these have just been easy. It's been so easy here with how Orlando's playing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, they get a true test today, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in the program. But I think that total against the Raptors today opened up 223.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a lot for that game to go over, but they've done it 15 straight, like you said. I think the Raptors are going to dictate tempo in that game, and they're playing awesome basketball as well right now. But that's going to be fun. Yeah, yesterday was so good in the NBA.
Yeah.
God.
Matt had Portland money line, too. That was a good bet.
Nice.
Houston off the big win, the come-from-behind win, not once but twice.
Right, two big games.
Yep, you're right. Portland needed it.
Mm-hmm.
That game died. That was strange. All of a sudden, Houston couldn't score. That was a one-point game late, and Portland wins by – and this race – for the 8 and the 9 in the West, juicy. And I got news for you. This game is huge today to start. Memphis and Utah. Utah laying.
Absolutely it is.
And horrible news for Memphis, which we'll get to. And Brian Windhorst said a good – if Memphis goes 1-4 here in the last five, they're not even going to make the play-in game. They're going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll tell you, the Blazers are dangerous.
Yes.
Blazers are a dangerous team, and we've talked about that a little bit on previous shows, but last night the handicap of that was the Rockets were off two big wins, two comeback wins, right? And the Blazers, like you said, really needed the game. It still went to the wire. Rockets are a tough team to defend, but don't you think that Damian Lillard is in Russell Westbrook's head when you watch it? Westbrook is totally out of his game.
Yep.
Lillard flusters him, and last night Lillard outplayed Westbrook, no doubt about
it. An iconic moment when he hit the waves him goodbye.
Yeah.
Your ass is going home. It was great.
Yeah.
Sure. Paul George, bad shot. Okay. Not for Lillard. It goes in. Go home. You're done. Unfinished business. Sure. Yeah. Trade to go to the Clippers. They are. I know. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't know what the series price would be. I everyone's saying it. I don't care. They would give the Lakers fits.
Absolutely.
That is going to be a tough match. And you just saw it, what the Rockets could have to go through once the playoffs start. I mean, every time they dumped it down to Collins or Nurkic, it was stealing.
Yeah.
Okay, lay it in, dunk, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. It's like a seven-footer playing against the Oompa Loompas. I mean, it was no problem. Just lay it in, dunk them. I mean, you got Harden on Nurkic for
right.
It's like, that's not going to work. That's stealing. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. Oh, by the way, this is how some of the teams that basically nobody really talked about or gave much of a chance to before this whole bubble started. Like, there wasn't a lot of talk about the Spurs, and there certainly wasn't a lot of talk about the Suns, but I did see, like, one pro bettor tweeted out last night. He has a ticket on the Suns. You realize that at some books, they were 201, 200 to 1 to actually get in?
I believe it. I believe it. Spurs 100 to 1. Yeah, no Aldridge. I love how the Spurs are playing in Orlando.
Oh, absolutely.
I
love it. For sure.
The pace is crazy. DeRozan's changed his game.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, these guards have been fantastic. They're playing high-scoring games. The defense was weak to begin with, but they've dialed up the pace. So, I mean, yeah, it's not I know it went 6-0 yesterday, but I agree with a lot of these viewers saying this is you got to keep playing these dogs. There's so many teams that don't care right now
right.
with nothing to play for against teams that have something to play for. So your power ratings and what's happened for most of the season, you got to throw that stuff out now that we're in the bubble.
Are the Lakers playing for anything? Should they sit guys? To me, this is the type of game where the Lakers should sit guys.
I would agree.
And then you play everybody more towards the end, right when you get ready for the playoffs, when you're tuning out, Mitch. I don't think the Lakers should put all their big guns on the floor tonight in this game. That's the perfect situation what Paul's talking about.
Yeah, they're laying 5.5, by the way, at DraftKings.
Right. I don't know if they're going to sit their guys out, but if I were the coach, I would. Hey, you mentioned the Suns at 200-1 to get the eight seed in the West. Do you know anybody, any viewers, anybody who made that bet?
I just saw on Twitter that there was a pro bettor who sent out the screen grab of it last night. He had him at 200-1. I don't know this person at all, but I know, on Twitter, whatever. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth. But they had the screen grab of it. So there's that. And what was the other thing here, too? Oh, the Bucks, by the way. Remember that number, the opening number for the wins in 8 games that they would have? Now, they juiced it plenty to the under. It was 6.5. They played 3 games. It's already under. I know it was minus $2, but we kicked that around.
That wasn't
available in Las Vegas, but it's like, man, this team's not going to care about winning 7 or 8 games. 6.5, that's a wild number.
That was the DraftKings prop, and also the Clippers, 5.5. They've already got 2 losses.
Yep.
The Lakers number was also 5.5, I believe. And
they've lost once.
But you have to wonder, why would you, the whole handicap was – once they clinched the 1 seed in the West, why would they continue to play, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's going to be the interesting thing about how these teams handle it in the last couple of games in the bubble before they start the playoffs. Who are they going to play? How many minutes? And teams that need it. Because I think Memphis, their final game's against Milwaukee. That might turn out to be a gift. Who knows? What do you think of the hockey, Mitch? Goal in the first 10 went 5-1 last night.
5-1.
5-1 goal in the first 10. Yep, good bounce back by Vancouver. That was misleading. The Wild put in too late. Oh, the beat in the Nashville game. My God.
Get to that in win-lose. Yep. I know you're right. I had the Wild last night. That was a loser for me. The amount of chances, for both teams, I get it, but the amount of chances in that first period by the Wild, a couple of different power plays, but even when it was even strength, they had so many shots on goal and so many chances to actually get more than one past the goalie in that first period. They didn't do it. I was like, oh, man. I don't know. They just could not capitalize.
Yeah. Great job by Toronto. They showed they were much the best yesterday. A lot of talent. They should win that series, although Korpisalo's locked in. Just locked in. I mean, what a game that was. And they finally solved him late. Anderson with the shutout. Good bounce back by Toronto. The Nashville game again. I mean, both games have been over in the first period in terms of the game. Shenanigans late. The Islander game was entertaining. Tip of the cap to the Islanders, who were down 1-0 and 2-1 and came back to win. They are 5-0 this year against Florida, and they try to finish them off again today, back-to-back with the early game. Mike Palm says the Jets are cooked, just too many injuries. Flames respond, easy win, 6-2. They'll try to finish off the Jets tomorrow, and that's it for the Rangers. They are sent home as they get swept. So they went 4-0 against Carolina in the regular season, and they lose all 3 playoff games, and that was 1-1 in the third period. And then Carolina, they get a 6-on-4. It's 6-on-4 New York with a minute left, and Carolina gets the empty net.
Right.
I mean, that was – God, come on. because I had under 4.5 in play, so that hurt my feelings. So that was the hockey. But now we're seeing 4 of the 6 went over, and the goal in the first 10 went 5-1, and that Mr. Poison's on fire.
He is.
I think he went 3-0 yesterday. And sometimes he likes to bet a game every which way but loose, to win the regulation, to win on the puck line, to win the game, to cover the first period line. So a couple of these games he's going 4-0.
Well, now he's going to be overconfident.
Yes.
Nobody can lose all the time.
No, he had 130,000 on Carolina. Got there too.
Yep. All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And if you are enjoying the return of pro hockey as much as we are, well, then guess what? You're going to like what Bet Rivers Sportsbook has for you all this week. Bet Rivers is live streaming 2 pro hockey games every day at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And if you haven't tried live betting with hockey yet, now's your chance to both bet on and watch the game on your phone. Unbelievable technology, blackout restrictions apply, and tonight you can live stream 2 full NHL games. Go to Bet Rivers and get in on the action. Remember, there is a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are a one-time playthrough. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Visit the Bet Rivers Sportsbook today. Must be 21, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, and it's playable in New Jersey at Play Sugar House. Paulie runs down the line moves and bad beats coming up next in Win Some, Lose Some here on VSiN. Make sure you're ready for the action. Sign up for First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Use the promo code Vegas500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. Visit first.com/bet for more information. 1st.com/BET. Again, that's first.com/bet. Promo code Vegas500. Here we go. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
I gave up on this game, too. This was ridiculous. Nashville, Arizona, under 5. 3-0 with 6 minutes left. 4-0, Nashville with 1 minute left. All right, just go home. That's right. No, not one but 2 goals by Arizona. They score with 56 and 48 seconds. Geez. It's not even like they pulled the goalie. It's 4-0. It's over. Now, 56 and 48 seconds left, they score. 4-2 final. You can't even get the push out of the damn thing. Oh, that was bad.
Brutal.
Terrible. Canucks on the puck line. Goal minus a goal and a half. That's a wild score with 9 seconds left. I mean, that's another one. 4-3 final. That was brutal. Cubs run line and under 8. 4-2 Cubs, bottom of the 8th. 5-2 Cubs, 2 outs in the 9th. 5-4 final. They hang on for dear life. Tying run was at 3rd.
Guess why that was, by the way.
Huh?
Guess why that happened.
What? When
they brought in. They brought in Kimbrel.
Craig Kimbrel.
Oh, okay.
Yes, 9th inning blow up. Okay. I'm sure there were plenty of bettors, actually, to put the Cubs on the run line on the tickets last night because that was Kyle... what's his name?
Ryan?
Well, it was Hendricks.
Oh, it was Hendricks.
I thought they brought the Ryan guy.
As a $2 favorite. Yeah, it was Hendricks who started and then Kimbrel who finished. But I was just saying the Cubs were $2 favorites, so I think a lot of people had the Cubs run line on tickets last night.
Yes, sure. Yep, you're right about that. Twins under 9, 7-1 in the 9th. They give up 2 runs in the top of the 9th. Heat Celtics over 218.5. That died. Only 44 points in the 4th quarter.
You know what I was odd about that? Let me tell you real quickly. I got a tip from a friend who said, play this game over 218.5. Oh. I logged onto the Circa app and it was at 217 and a half.
Really?
I put a small bet over and it lands on 218.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. There was a big turnover late and then Kemba hit a three because it was 109 to 101. Right. They were going to go home.
Right.
But then there was a turnover and a three and then the foul fest started. Yeah. Win some. Nets 17 to 1, money line at Circa. Suns plus 335, money line at the South Point. Portland plus 170. Heat plus 145. It's raining. Orlando, 15 overs in a row. Bad for the books. Nets Bucks over 227 to 230 and a half. Heat under 223 and a half to a 218 and a half, 217 and a half at Circa. Rockies under 12 down to 11. 5-2 final. How about that? Indians, another under. 9 in a row and 11 of the 12 on the season. And we got good numbers from Sean Harnish coming up as well. How about that? To the videos at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Sent in from a viewer to Mitch to, no, 171st, guys, 171st. Sent in to a, from a viewer to Mitch. Jackpot at Red Rock. Look at this. Guys at Red Rock, a place in Summerlin, beautiful casino. Guys playing three times. I never heard of this. Three times the action. He's playing spin poker, Delta Aces. I don't know. On quarters. It's 27,000, Mitch.
Yeah, I know. Look at that.
On quarters.
At 25 cents. Look at the amount of credits that he has there. It's like more than 11,000 credits, I believe.
Wow.
But, yeah, to pay out that much when you're dealt four aces. But, I mean, he's playing the multi-game action. Three times the action, in fact, Paul. Wow. We got to find this game.
Right. All right. Our boy Blue, his own Instagram page. Dressed as an Ewok. A little drumstick. Oh, God. Get in there, big fella.
All right.
That's very
good. I don't know about that outfit.
They always dress them up. All right.
Come on.
All right, I think you'll like this one. Okay, there's the drumstick. Oh, it's a piece of pizza. And he's sleeping. The guy's taking a nap. He's got a jacket on or something. Look at this. That's bigger than his head. That goes right in. He holds it up. He's got it right with the paws. Holding up the pizza. One more sandwich. We got a sandwich. There we go. Another outfit. What's he got on? Okay, more big sandwich for the big guy. That's Blue on Twitter. Excellent. Blue NJ on Twitter. One lose some, John Daly. Scene of the crowd, Harding Park.
Man.
He lost this. Mitch said this to me, Golf Digest. He lost to Tiger at Harding Park in 2005. He won $750,000. After losing him, he went right to Vegas. He was playing 5,000 a spin in the high limit and lost 600,000 in half an hour.
He lost $1.6 million that night, and he said over the course of his lifetime, he'd lost $50 million-plus gambling. Did you see that?
I read that. Wow. Can that be true? John Daly had that much cash?
How do you have that much
money? I don't know.
Manscaped.com has the tools for your family jewels, and you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VSIN20 at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off at Manscaped.com with the promo code VSIN20. We'll get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up in a second. Did you guys realize that last night Shane Bieber, the AL frontrunner to win the Cy Young at this point, had a chance to set the all-time record last night with 10 strikeouts in the game? He would have tied Nolan Ryan for the most strikeouts ever for the first three starts of a season with 37. Man, Bieber sucks. He only had 8. So he fell short of that all-time record. But Indians do it again. Well, Bieber does it again. Now 3-0. They win 4-2. And like Paul said last segment, the under is just flying in for this team.
You believe that? Every game's gone under but one.
I know.
Well, starting pitching has just been
amazing. Right.
Indians pitching's been great. Their offense has been really sluggish. So I guess that leads to 11 unders in 12 games. But their starting pitching has been phenomenal. Last night, the Indians couldn't get any offense going until the Reds starter was pulled from the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They come back from a 2-0 deficit to win that game 4-2 as pretty good favorites. Minus 150, minus 160.
Yep. in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, what do you have? Some pretty good first five numbers right now for a bunch of teams, and I think some teams that you probably would not expect to be at the top of the list.
Guppy Money sent it over. Yeah, Harnish. Pirates first five unders, 10-1 as of Wednesday morning. Brewers under 7-1. Rockies 5-0 at home. Cubs under 7-1 at home. Straight up wins and losses. Rockies 8-1-1. Cubs 6-1-1 at home. Rays 0-5 on the road. Mariners 1-7 on the road. Good first five numbers from Sean Harnish. But the Indians thing, yeah. I mean, and the Twins, before that bad beat yesterday, the Twins had played a lot of unders. I think a bunch of, considering their offense, I think it was six in a row, something like that, seven in a row, which was surprising. And then the Pirates thing, which no punch, no offense there. Pirates are terrible. 2-9. 2-9 on the season. And the two, oh, by the way, runs to make it, you know, 7-3 yesterday. They take on the Twins again today.
Their pitching's been quietly decent, though. Pirates pitching, and that's why they've been under 10-1 under the total. Their pitching's been pretty good. They're no offense. First five stats, this from Sean Harnish, to the D-backs, average less than one run per game in the first five. Wow.
Come on.
Their team total yesterday in the first five was a run and a half. That's how bad the offense has been. Mike Palm noticed this in the first game of the season. I thought Bumgarner was okay, but his velocity was down. He lost that game. He is absolutely cooked.
It's over.
He was smoked again last night. They signed him to a 5-year deal.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
If you watch Mad Bum last year with the Giants, he was, I thought, topping out at about 90, 91 on the fastballs. Right now he's hitting about 88. How do you sign a guy like that to a 5-year contract? I said he might have two decent years left. Paul said he's done. Either way, he doesn't have 5 years left.
No. That's right. And the Rockies continue to be a great story, too, beating the Giants as they flashed the score up there. But that was ugly last night with the Houston and Arizona game. What do you think today? We got two doubleheaders now, two with the 7-inning. We had it Sunday. That was fun with Cleveland and Detroit. Games fly by. And now, the Marlins come back. They were looking for milk. The Marlins come back and they got the shutout, 4-0.
They smell for milk.
So now,
coffee.
Yeah. So now the Marlins have the doubleheader today, and the Phillies and Yankees have the doubleheader.
How do you say Major League Baseball players went out for milk?
Yeah, that's a new one with Jeter.
How do you say that?
I don't know.
All right.
It's one of the lamest things. I said this yesterday, Matt. I said, even if running for milk is true, make something up so it sounds better.
Yeah.
Guys just went out. Yeah, that's when I could.
He was asked about it. Were they chasing skirt? And he goes, no, it wasn't anything like that. Nothing. Milk. Okay. Yeah. They're out for milk. I mean, come on. What are you doing? That's ridiculous. So we'll see if the red hot Yankees can keep this going. And is it Nola against Montgomery?
Yes.
In game one? Okay. I mean, a lot of these places don't even bother listing pitchers. It's strange. And then the screens are wrong and everything. So it's like a homework assignment every day to find out who's pitching.
Phillies have played four games.
I think that's right, yeah.
They got to Garrett Cole. Their offense actually hit Cole after more than a week off. But it's just tough to handicap a team that's played one game in 9 days.
Right.
And that's the situation the Phillies are in. Aaron Nola pitched on opening day July 24th. How could you know what to expect from Aaron Nola in this start?
And what's today, like the 5th?
August 5th or 6th.
5th?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you a couple of matchups today because we get a couple of good ones. Reds at Indians. This is Castillo taking on Clevinger. I got to make sure that's still accurate because I noticed some things were flipped around, actually. Did they pull Castillo out of this game
now? I thought they did, yeah.
I
think they pulled him, yeah. That may have happened, right? I mean, this is going to be stuff like this every single day in baseball, yeah.
Yep.
And now I'm seeing some spots are saying either it's Wheeler or some other spots are saying it's Nola in game one.
Yeah, because I think they may have they flipped that, I think, at some point, too. Yeah. But who the hell knows at this point?
Yeah. So are you off the game now? Are you off the game? Because it looks
I have great numbers on Castillo. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to file that one away till the next time he starts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what looks too easy is the Nationals, which I know that they get the win yesterday, but Porcello's got an ERA of 14. I mean, he is. But you want to talk about another guy who's cooked. How the hell did he win a Cy Young? But this is Porcello against Scherzer today. And this could be his two starts have been god-awful. And then just all the Mets are a mess and the Cespedes stuff.
Yeah, here's Porcello in his two starts. Uh-huh. He's pitched six innings combined in two starts. His ERA is 13.5, like Paul said. His FIP is 6.12.
Yeah.
Guys, the WHIP is 3.00.
He's allowed 9 earned runs. The Mets defense has been horrendous, ranks 30th in Major League Baseball. It's tough. The Mets are a mess. It's tough to bet that team. Right?
Can't do. Yeah, and that's $1.90. Soto coming back now. He finally is cleared. He finally had the back-to-back negatives.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did that take? Look how long that
weeks.
Took.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. What a fiasco. The Stafford stuff. Ooh, boy, it's gonna. Well, not breaking news here. It's gonna wreak havoc on the NFL and also Major League Baseball. How about the Cubbies? Darvish on the road is 210. And the guy going for the Royals is making his second start, so they might tee this guy up today too.
Great story with the Cubs.
Yep,
at 9-2 right now. Yep.
You Darvish
talked about that.
Go ahead, Mitch. I was just going to say, you Darvish in his last outing, 6 scoreless innings. It's against the Pirates, who can't hit. But he struck out 7, 86 pitches. Mm-hmm. He got 18 swings and misses, so he's much better. But it was against the Pirates. The Royals. Where do they rank, Paul? Worst team in baseball?
Pirates, third worst team, yeah. Yep. Good job by the White Sox, too. White Sox
playing. That was a good win.
Yep. $1.40 now today against the Brewers. Yep.
With major sports back in action, it is the perfect time to experience everything VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, has to offer. We created the Sports Restart Special as an intro to VSiN so you can have access to everything we offer from now through September 21st. Here is what you're going to receive: daily email updates with recaps of the best bets from our guests and hosts, Point Spread Weekly, VSiN's digital sports betting magazine, 24/7 access to our live video stream to watch every VSiN program, all special sports betting guides, including the hockey betting guide. And this is a perfect way to see what VSiN has to offer and how our experts can help improve your sports betting experience every single day. Visit vsin.com/subscribe and get in on the special offer before it expires. That's vsin.com/subscribe. So, fellas, we do get, this is like, again, rinse and repeat style here. All day long with hockey and the NBA, we get a game at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as the Islanders are taking on the Panthers, going for the sweep now. The opening number I saw last night, Islanders, about $1.20, total of 5 here. Paulie, what do you think about this game? Do they finish him off?
Yeah, they're 5-0 against them this year, and they beat them 6 in a row. This would be funny that they're 56-1 now when a team leads 2-0 all-time NHL best of 5, and the team that pulled it off was the Islanders. But they're scary if they can get this kind of offense. And the power play. I mean, 2 power play goals, which they were near the bottom for worst power plays this year. But we know they're so strong defensively, and they've owned this team. So to go 5-0 against them this year and 6 straight wins against them, I know it's a little bit different than the NBA. As I said yesterday, the Rangers put up a little bit of a fight, but Carolina was just a better team. But I think they take them out today. I don't know what to make of the total after the first game went under, the second game went over. So I think they beat them, $1.25. It's a back-to-back as well, but I think Florida has to know. This is it. Okay, that's it. Go back home. It's over.
2 things for you.
They just can't beat this team.
When a team's down 2-0 in a situation like this, you think the player's more inclined to pack it in, say, let's get the hell out of the
bubble? Oh, with this? Oh, now?
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yes. With what's going on?
Typically, I would say no. Now, but in this situation. Right, yeah.
Well, NHL, no. Yeah. NBA, still yes.
Yeah.
No matter what the situation is, it's over. Come on, come on. We're not going to put up a fight. Let's go home.
Also, how good a coach,
I'm with you.
How good a coach is Barry Trotz?
He's awesome.
Oh, he's the man. Yeah.
Can you imagine if Trotz was the coach of the Maple Leafs? I mean, think about that. If they score, because there's not a lot of talent on the Islander team, and what he's been able to do with the Islanders if he was running Toronto or something like that.
That's a good point.
Unders now in the restart, 26-8 since the restart in hockey, and again the first goal in the first 10 prop. Went 5-1 yesterday. It was a 2-3, a 3-2, a 2-4, and a 5-1 with the yes there coming up. But Mitch, I think they're going to bury them and take care of them and sweep them and move on to the next one.
I'll tell you, Florida this is simple. They just haven't looked very good the first two games.
No,
they're not that great of a hockey team.
No, I'm with you. Yes, and I don't know what to make of the other game. I mean, here we go. Nashville and Arizona, both games have gone over. Nashville $1.35 and five the total. It was strange. I mean, it was 4-1 Arizona and then 3-0 Nashville right out of the gates of both. How about Nashville taking a penalty 5 seconds in yesterday? 5 seconds into the game. It's incredible, right?
I'm startled by this because on the air yesterday, I talked about how I had that bet on the Rangers in game two against Carolina. And 16 seconds in, I wanted to rip my ticket up because they took a penalty 16 seconds in.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that's possible.
Now, there's internet conjecture. Maybe would they go to Rene, which to me doesn't make any sense because the talk would be, would you take Saros out after he played so bad in game one? But he played well yesterday and almost had the shutout before the garbage late. So I think it'll be him again, and we'll see how Kemper bounces back. That's something to watch, too. If something happens to Kemper, Hill is now the backup. The other guy had to leave the bench in the second period. He was unfit to play. I think he took a shot off the coconut in warmups. So that's something to watch if something happens to Kemper, and he struggled yesterday after playing so well in game one. So, I mean, I don't know. Again, both games have gone over, but I guess I would come back with Nashville, and maybe game one was a fluke. I don't know. That's a 6-11. Now, as far as the qualifying, you got something? Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you bet the over in that game yesterday, you need to find, like, Saros where he lives, or at least, Nashville headquarters and send him a Christmas present. I mean, two goals in the final minute like that to put it over the total.
That never happened.
Come on.
Yeah, 5-on-5 hockey. Game's over.
Yeah, right.
Go home. No one pulled a goalie or anything. Boston, $1.15, 5.5 against Tampa. Huge game here. I mean, if the Bruins lose this, then they're going to be the 3 or the 4. So Rask is back after the scare. This goes back to everything Matt's been saying for 2 months. Rask wakes up. He's got a cough. Uh-oh. Tess, do I have it? No. Okay, you're cleared. You're okay. You're fine. But he wake up with a cough. You never know what's going to happen. So they were listless and beat by the Flyers 4-1. And Tampa's look great. I mean, other than a couple of those fluky goals just off of deflection pucks behind Vasilevsky. They had a shutout in the exhibition game, and then we had the shootout win over Washington. Big one here for the seeding. And I think Tampa's 3-0 against Boston this year. Did I write that down? Yeah. Tampa's had their number for whatever reason. So
I will say this. If money comes in today on the Bruins and I can catch the Lightning at some plus money, maybe a few pennies here or there, I will be betting the Lightning at that point.
Speaking of that Lightning Caps game, are you guys okay with these types of games ending in shootouts?
Well, in the round robin, yes.
I am too. I saw some complaints about that on Twitter.
With the round robin?
With the shootout in the round robin.
Yeah. What are they saying? They want regular, they want hockey overtime.
Basically, they want more overtime?
Overtime.
No. Rules, yeah. No. No. Tampa's 3-1 against Boston, yeah. So Boston allowed the fewest goals in the league. I would go under 5.5 in this one. I'd go under in the Tampa game. And then Pittsburgh, $1.70 against Montreal. Murray bounced back. Price has been Superman. And I 5.5 under minus 140 as both games have gone under.
Well, I mean, there are some really good games on the docket today. If I had to pick one, boy, I don't even know which one I would do. Lightning Bruins is so good. Oilers Blackhawks up and down the ice like that. I think this Pittsburgh-Montreal series so far, Paul, if we continue to get games like this, it's going to be an awesome series. Price has kept the Canadians in it. I mean, he won game one for them.
He's locked in.
And this could be some super high drama in this series, and we could have a team like Pittsburgh maybe getting bounced in this opening round.
Well, a lot of pressure on him, though, too. He knows he has to do it every game. I mean, it's just such a mismatch here when you look at the differential in points and how they were outplayed in game two. It played well in game one, but now $1.70 and 5.5, and I would lead under in this one as well. And then over, I mean, you have to bet the over here tonight again, Edmonton and Chicago. I mean, it's 6-3 and 6-4. And Edmonton's so good on the power play, and they're calling so many penalties since the restart. And they finally moved it up to 6.5. But, guys, find me a first period line, will you? I mean, this has been no problem. It's taken 5 minutes for the go over in the first period, too. They put up 1.5. See how heavy the juice is. And we'll see how the Blackhawks bounce back here. And McDavid can carry them. No opinion on the side, but to me, it's the whole series is going to be high scoring.
Well, when you look so far at the power plays in game one, they had a combined 10 power plays, and the two teams were 6 of 10 on the power play, which is just phenomenal.
Right.
And then they were 1 of 9 in game two. But I will say this, if they continue to get the power play in this series and they get maybe 9-10 or dare I say even more, I think that's, I mean, they're not going to go 1 of 9 combined again. These two teams are too good. And I think we'll see, I don't think they're going to go 6 of 10, but I don't think they're going to go 1 of 9 either. So that's why I think you can just expect more goals again.
Well, that helps Edmonton. As Edmonton's number one in the power play and number two on a penalty kill. So they'd love to see that, actually. And then what do you got, Kelly? What are you seeing? You don't have 1.5? You don't find it? And then the other one, the qualifying game.
Round Robin. Chicago first period over 1.5 minus 140.
That's all it is? Where are you seeing that?
Yeah, I'm seeing 160 at DraftKings. Yeah.
Okay, DraftKings got a 160. Okay.
How about goal in the first 10?
That's another, yes. Excellent observation. Right. That's not taking long. And then Colorado's $1.30 against Dallas, 5.5. If Dallas loses, they can do no better than the 3 seed. And they're 4-0 against Colorado this year. I mean, how bizarre is that? And now it's supposed to be Bishop again for Dallas, but I'm seeing it might not be Grubauer. And they're probably going to go with the lefty in this one, and Grubauer might sit for Colorado after the incredible win and the buzzer beater against St. Louis, which was huge. File that away, because I know someone who's got Colorado like 18-1 to win the cup. If they can get the 1 seed, I mean, I think Colorado might win the West. But $1.35.5.
You've been watching hockey a long time. How many times have you seen a goal in the last second of the game, let alone the last 10th?
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Okay.
Like that? Bam, bam, as the horn goes off?
Right.
I don't know if I've never seen it. Yeah. No. You're right, Mitch. But Dennis Bernstein said yesterday, it was right. So just like the Olympics, it's so good. Just the games are so fast, no fans, one after another, games all day. It's
all
just
day
tremendous.
Long.
It's just tremendous.
How great was it yesterday? You've got baseball, hockey, NBA, games from morning to night. It was crazy. I was trying to watch as many games as possible, you know, firing bets here and there. This is what we waited for 4 months. How great was yesterday? I mean, and that's just a Tuesday.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Wait till next week. Yeah. Wait till next week when the big boys come out. And we have the marquee, the sexy matchups in hockey.
Oh, sure.
And then in 2 weeks, we got the playoffs in the NBA.
Higher stakes playoff games.
Yeah.
We got a golf major. It's going to start on Thursday. By the way, really good day for favorites yesterday, Mitch. NHL 5-1, yep. MLB 11-2.
Yep, saw that, 11-2 overall. And that, by the way, that Dodgers-Padres series has been a good one so far. Lamet had a no-no through like five, I think,
five
last
and two-thirds.
Lost
five and two-thirds. And
Dodgers came back to win the game. So imagine if all of this is going on. We haven't even really had much day baseball, if at all any. If we had day baseball on top of this, and then like you said, Matt, with Saturday and Sunday will be wild. People do not realize this. The PGA Championship is on the West Coast Pacific time.
Yep. Yeah.
That's going to go until like 6 or 7 o'clock Saturday and Sunday night.
Good job. And Champions League is Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry, baseball. I don't have time for you. I got too much going on. We got soccer today too. How about Brentford? Come on. I mean, come on, Mitch. They're not going to get a better opportunity. Brentford.
No. Absolutely demoralizing.
Yeah. I feel bad
to be in that spot to actually get promoted, and then
they blew it. Flat out blew it.
They really did. This is a great story. Well, depends on who you talk to. Coming up next, the sports book versus better story. Which side do you take? This time I think it's pretty obvious. That's coming up here on VSiN.